today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Facebook or Blue Sky or call me or whatever.
Hey, it's Jeff Frank chiming in from Menlo Park, California with my best of 2025. And boy, howdy. To me, it was another incredible year for new music. Everything from some debuts to legacy artists putting out maybe their best efforts in 30-odd years. On the whole, I think the year did not disappoint for new music. Okay, so first up, concerts. Out of the 18 or so I managed to get out to, by far the most rewarding show for me was the British band The Heavy Heavy, which I caught at teeny tiny Felton Music Hall here in California. And man, it's just angelic anthems is the best way I know how to describe their live show. Dare I say a religious experience of sorts. And on to songs, I just put the finishing touches on my playlist, which ended up being about 78 songs, and it ranged from some old school protest songs of Jesse Wells to African polyrhythms of Obung Jayar to some classic Brit pop from the likes of Graham Coxon and Ash. It is 4.5 hours of kicking out the jams. But my number one song is from the dance punk South London outfit known as Shame, with their infectious tune, Cutthroat. Onto albums, a few quick honorable mentions going out to Marty Stewart with Space Junk, the Irish post-punk outfit Sprints with All That Is Over, and to me, which is maybe their best album in 35 years, somewhat surprisingly, is Fishbone back with Stockholm Syndrome. But my number one, my Canadian kilometer, is Sloan's Based on the Bestseller. Yes, this Yank is a super fan, but toonies to Tim Horton Timbits, I think it's their best collective effort since 2001's Pretty Together. Everything you're looking for in a classic Sloan record is there. You got the clever power pop. You got some twee. You got the acid rockers in there. So give it a listen if you have not. I know there's a lot of fans out there in the Suburbs community. So that's it. Here's hoping 2026 is even better in every conceivable sense. And so I say crank it and stay frosty.
Open your umbrellas on a sunny day and see if anybody dares to bat an eye. It's the accessory necessary for all occasions, so don't be without one, rain or shine. Wondering weather, we're never sure exactly what to wear. It's premature for meteorologic sureness, but if you don't mind the stairs, you'll open your umbrellas on a sunny day and see if anybody dares to bat an eye. It's the accessory necessary for all occasions, so don't be without one, rain or shine. You're getting warmer, but can't come up with any answers yet. What you would call a parasol have on your person, or you're bound to break a sweat.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, faithful interns, and rocking the suburbs, faithful. This is Kevin Clement calling in with my picks for 2025. It's been a crazy year. I came up with my top 20 albums of 2025. I'm just going to bore you with my top 10. If you want to hear the other ones, you can go on Facebook or Blue Sky or call me or whatever. And I can give you the other ones. At number 10, I had Bob Mould with Here We Go Crazy. Comes out with another brilliant album. Really good. We had Molly Tuttle, So Long Miss Sunshine. We'll come back to her in just a little bit. I'm With Her doing Wild and Clear and Blue. Just such beautiful harmonies, beautiful songs, really enjoyable. Number 7, it was Wet Leg with Moisturizer. I think most people here know this band. It's very popular with this group. So, you know, not much needs to be said about it. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. Number 6, we had Haim with I Quit. Another thing, a lot of people already know them. Just go check it out. It's another great album from them, as usual. Number 5, Super Chunk, Songs in the Key of Yikes. That was, it's just another great album from them. I don't know how else to explain it. 4 was Beach Bunny with Tunnel Vision. We'll circle back to that one in just a minute. 3 was Suede with Antidepressants. We had Stephen Routledge talk about that when it came out. I can't remember what month, but I know he talked about that in his new music for whatever month that album came out. Number 2, I had Margot Price with Hard-Headed Woman. And number 1, The Beths with Straight Line Was a Lie. Those two are I talked about in the September new music, so sometime in October. Go back, check those out, listen to them if you haven't already. Great albums. But the one that I wanted to highlight, the album, is Beach Bunny's Tunnel Vision. This is their 3rd full-length studio album. They're an indie pop band from Chicago. They also have 6 EPs, so very prolific. This album is 10 songs, 29 minutes long, so very short, concise, beautiful pop songs. Not much choruses involved with most of these songs, just straight out, just the lead singer, just kind of stream of consciousness almost kind of writing. So really good stuff. The song that I would like you to play is called Pixie Cut.
Systems.
Representation of the album, so I think you'll definitely enjoy that one. The other one I talked about, my song of the year, is Everything Burns by Molly Tuttle. So that was from the album So Long Miss Sunshine, which is her fifth studio album. This album focuses on how she's had alopecia areata, or however you pronounce that, and has been dealing with that since she was 3 years old. But the song itself, Everything Burns, is just, the first minute of it is just instrumental, just her just playing her heart out. She's such a great instrumentalist. And then goes into a beautiful song from there. So I definitely think you'll enjoy that one.
I wonder how long can he make this last? I wonder if he's smiling underneath that mask. I wonder. I wonder.
Now the one with the new topic, the one that we discovered late. The one I discovered was Lily Hyatt's Forever. It's her sixth studio album, which was actually released in January of 2025. I didn't hear about it until December. So, or maybe I heard something about it and just missed it. I don't know. But I didn't really focus on it until December. So it's a really great album. The song I would like you to play from it is called Man, which is more of a country song. More of the songs on the album are more rock oriented. But I just really love this song. Of course, you know me, definitely more of a country fan than most around here, or at least the majority anyway. So definitely give all of those a listen and go and listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio every day. We've got some great DJs bringing you great stuff. A lot of the ones that are on here, of course. But, of course, on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, you have Miscellaneous Debris, which is my show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not in the Eastern time zone, figure it out from there. And I play just a little bit of everything. It's mostly your alt-rock and indie and Americana mixed in with some funk and rock and a whole lot of other things. So make sure you just give it a listen. You might enjoy some songs you've heard many, many times and also some stuff you may never heard before. So tune in 5 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday at suburbsradio.com. All right. Well, thank you all very, very much. Hope everyone has a great 2026, and we'll talk with you later.
Crank it and stay frosty.